I'm out.
Not finished yet!
It's not all there is.
There's one more thing to do.
That silly song is driving me crazy.
Play it for Harry, play it for me. Play it.
The whole damn thing.
In song form.
These are the Audiophiles files.
Jolene.
My happiness depends on you. Whatever you decide to do, Jolene. And you could have your choice of men, but I can never love again, 'cause he's the only one for me, Jolene.
I tried to hide it through the silence while I played along. I'm welling up behind my eyelids when I'm holding on to the rage so badly I hate it. And I wish that all of... I should really try to calm my mind and see things from your side. Or maybe you can...
You're listening to The Audiophiles. Files.
Real woman could stop you from drinking.
You have to be a real big woman.
What did you mean when you said that you were sober now? Caught you in bed with a Red Bull vodka 2 weeks out. No one stops you, nobody takes it from your hand. Even when you break your leg drunk running, someone ought to hold you to your words. Say I love you and then drink it backwards. What if it was all
jump on his camel named Clyde and ride silently through the night to the Sultan's tent, where he would secretly meet up with Fatima of the Seven Veils, the swingin'est number one dancer in the Sultan's whole harem. 'Cause like him and her had a thing going, you know, and they've been carrying on for some time now behind the Sultan's back. And you could hear him talk to his camel as he rode out across the dunes. His voice would cut through the still night desert air, and he'd say, oh, yo, which is Aramaic for whoa, babies. And Clyde say, well, he brought his camel to a screeching halt in the rear of Fatima's tent. Jumped off Clyde, snuck around the corner and into the tent he went. There he saw Fatima laying on a zebra skin rug, with rings on her fingers and bells on her toes and a bone in her nose, ho ho. There she was, friends and neighbors, in all her radiant beauty, eating on a raisin and a grape and an apricot and a pomegranate and a bowl of chitterings, two bananas, three candy bars, and sipping on a pistachio milkshake, listening to her transistor, watching the Grand Ole Opry, and reading up on the magazine while she sung, does your chewing gum lose its flavor? And Ahab, he walked up to her and he said, which is ironic for,
let's twist again like we did last summer, baby.
And she say,
he's free as the breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BBD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered chess, guitar, chord, COD, makes A and E, and he's working on B. Digs C and W and R and B, and me and a chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it, ow, guitar Zan. He's a guitar man. He's all you can stand. Give him a hand, guitar Zan. Got a girl named Jane with no last name, kinda homely and plain, but he loves her just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane. Got a pet monkey, he likes to get drunk and sing boogie woogie and it sounds real funky. Come on, your time, boy. Sing one, monkey. Here we go. Let's hear it for the monkey. Woo! On Saturday night, they need some excitement. Jane gets right and the monkey gets tight and their voices unite in the pale moonlight and it sounds all right. Yeah, it's dynamite. It's out of sight, let's hear it right now.
You're listening to The Audiophiles.
The following program contains strong language and nudity.
Oh, boy, is this great!
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, don't look, Ethel. And it's too late. She'd already been in since.
Here he comes.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
There he goes.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
Fastest thing on 2 feet.
Boogie-dah, boogie-dah.
He's just as proud as he can be. His anatomy, he gonna give us a peek. Oh, yes, they call him the street.
show off his physique.
If there's an audience to be found, you'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
This is your Action News reporter once again, and we're here at the gas station. Pardon me, sir, did you see what happened?
Yeah, see, I was just in here getting my tires checked, and he disappeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" It's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop and saw
her. He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He ain't rude.
Boogity, boogity.
He's just in the mood to ride in the new.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Boogity, boogity.
He likes to turn the other cheek.
Boogity, boogity.
He's always making the news. Wearing just his tennis shoes. Yes, you could call him unique.
Once again, your Action News reporter in the booth at the gym covering the disturbance at the basketball playoff. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, see. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seat. Dribbling. Right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his PS. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" Too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grandstand. Right there in front of the home table.
What is they call him, street?
Here comes the kid. Who's that with it?
Ethel.
Is that you, Ethel?
He's just as proud as he can be.
What do you think you're doing?
Listen to me. He gonna give us
you
a key.
You get your cold dog.
What is they call him, street?
Ethel, where you go?
Off his
disease. Ethel, you shameless pussy!
If there's an audience to be fair, you'll be streaking it down, inviting public fatigue.
Say it isn't so, Ethel!
Everything is beautiful in its own way. Like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. And everybody's beautiful in their own way. Under God's heaven, find a way. There is none so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our minds. We must let our thoughts be free. That beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. And everything is beautiful in its own way. Like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day. Ah, sing it, children! Shouldn't care about the length of his hair or the color of his skin. Don't worry about what shows from without, but the love that lives within. And we're gonna get it all together now. Everything gonna work out fine. Just take a little time to look on the good side, my friend. Straighten it out in your mind. And everything is beautiful.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, howdy-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so we help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, hi-de-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor. Something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get stuck in. For my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. Right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, tag-a-tag-a-tag-a-tag.
The audio files.
Don't bother phoning, we're sorry already.
Well, here I sit a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. 6 rounds bought and I bought 5. Spent the groceries and half the rent, like $14.27. So dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more. They say a rose is red and violets are purple. Sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. And I'm the 7th out of 7 sons. My pappy was a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. I said, dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives. A woman and a man and a woman, some can and some can't and some can. Two broken hearts, lonely looking like houses where nobody lives. Two people each having so much pride inside, neither side forgives. The angry words spoken in haste, such a waste of two lives. It's my belief pride is the chief cause in the decline in the number of husbands and wives.
Number 9, coming down the railroad line. How much farther back did she get off? Old brown suitcase that she carried, I've looked for it everywhere. It just ain't here among the rest, and I'm a little upset. Yes, tell me, engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore, 110 miles ain't much distance, but it sure do make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. I warned her of the dangers, don't speak to strangers, did by chance she find new romance, warmer lips to kiss her, arms to hold her tighter, stirring new fires inside her. How I wish that it was me instead of he that stands beside her. Let's try to make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. No, I don't think she loves me anymore.
You're listening to The Audiophiles.
Sweet!
Come in! Well, 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 look who's here! I haven't seen you in many a year! I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band, grand band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been, but it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? How'd you do? bake the cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake the cake. How'd you do? Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Grandest band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. Hired a band. Goodness sake! If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. How'd you do?
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. I don't want a bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk.
The name game. Shirley, 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 Bo Burley, Banana, Banana, Bo Burley, Fee, Fine, Mo Merrily. Shirley. Lincoln, 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 Bo Bingan, Banana, Banana, Bo Bingan, Fee, Fine, Mo Mingan. Lincoln. Everybody, I say now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name, I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say Bo at a B. Then I say the name, then banana, fan, or an O. Then I say the name again with an F, very plain. Then a P, Pi, and a Mo. Then I say the name again with an M this time. And there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. Arnold, 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 Bobano, Bonana, Fana, Bofanel, P, Pi, Mo, Monel, Arnold. But if the first two letters are ever the same, I drop them both, then say the name like Bob. Bob dropped the B's, Bo, Arb, or Fred. Fred dropped the F's, Bo, Red, or Mary. Mary dropped the M's, Mo, Airy. That's the only rule that is contrary. Okay?
you say the name again with an M this time.
Moni.
And there isn't any name that you can't rhyme. Everybody do Tony.
Tony, Tony, Boboni, Banana, Banana, Boboni, Fee, Fi, Momoni.
Tony. Pretty good. Let's do Billy.
Billy, Billy, Bo, Illy, Banana, Banana, Bo, Philly, Fee, Fi, Mo, Millie.
Billy. Very good. Let's do Marsha.
Marsha, Marsha, Bo, Basha, Banana, Banana, Bo, Basha, Fee, Fi, Mo, Asha.
Marsha. A little trick with Nick.
Nick, Nick, Bo, Big, Banana, Banana, Bo, Big, Fee, Fi, Mo, Mick.
Nick.
Audio files, files.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Day, Monday, it was all I hoped it would be.
Yeah, you don't seem to realize my life. some young associates for. I'm flying in to see us from New York City. They're gonna stay with us for a couple weeks or so. I'm gonna take them to restaurants and everything. Gonna get them some real good cocaine. They don't get much where they come from. This one guy's wife is such a pretty little brown thing. I'm liable to give her a poke or two. What do you think of that? Teacher, let me tell you a little story. Just this morning, my wife and I went to this hotel in the hills. That's right, the Bel Air Hotel. A very good friend of ours happens to be staying. And the name of this young man is Mr. Bruce Springsteen. That's right. Yeah, we talked about this kind of woodblock or something. New guitar we like. And you know what he said to me? Tell you what he said to me. He said, "Ran, I'm tired. How would you like to be the boss for a while?" Well, yeah. Blow, big man. Blow. My life is good.
Always will love. Last night I saw Lester Maddox on a TV show with some smart-ass New York Jew. And the Jew laughed at Lester Maddox, and the audience laughed at Lester Maddox too. Well, he may be a fool, but he's awful. And if they think they're better than him, they're wrong. So I went to the park and I took some paper along, and that's where I made this song. We talk real funny down here, we drink too much, we laugh too loud. We're too dumb to make it in no northern town, we keep in the others down. We got no neck, poor men from Texas, good old boys from Tennessee, college men from LSU. When in dumb, come out dumb too. Hustling round Atlanta in their alligator shoes, getting drunk every weekend at the barbecue. They keep it niggas down. We're rednecks, we're rednecks. We don't know our ass from a hole in the ground. We're rednecks, we're rednecks. We're keeping the niggas down. Niggas and Negro, see he's got his dignity. Down here we too ignorant to realize the North has set the nigger free. Yes, it's free to be put in a cage in Harlem, New York City. It's free to be put in a cage on the south side of Chicago, on the west side. It's free to be put in a cage in Huffing Creek. Cage in East St. Louis, and it's free to be put in a cage in Fillmore in San Francisco. It's free to be put in a cage in Roxbury in Boston. They're gathering the money for miles around, keeping the niggas down. We're rednecks, we're rednecks. We don't know our ass from a hole in the ground. We're rednecks, we're rednecks. Keeping the niggas down. We are keeping the niggas down.
These are the Audiophiles files.
And now for something completely different.
One more second chance. One more stay of execution. Would you like to dance? We've both been out of practice. I can't tell you now that I know how to always be the kind of man you think you found. But for all days that we go through, what I will surely do is be true to you. And what you do deserve just maybe a long time. I can't tell you now that I know how to always be the kind of man you think you found. But for all the days that we go through, what I will surely
Listening to The Audiophiles. Files.
Is it done yet? Is it over? Is it done? Did we do this? Is it over? Are we finished?
Edward Phelps, Dave Simmons, Two Guys Who Know Tunes, Talkin' Tunes. The Audiophiles.
That's all there is.